This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor. This show is brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage and Drury Brothers Roofing. If this is your first time listening to your show, I want to thank you and I want to welcome you. This show is all about real estate and everything lifestyle. Lifestyle can be anything from medical to restaurants. I mean, really anything having to do with our lives, right? Our way of life, our lifestyles. You know, the summer has been so busy. Just like it was last summer. Actually, I have to be honest with you. I haven't had that much of a breather from business, from real estate business. I did during the winter, during the holidays. You know, things were lighter then, which I was actually very grateful for because I go and visit my grandbabies during the holidays. But right now, you know, I'm still very, very busy when typically this is the time of the year when things slow down. Now, I could be maybe not of the norm, which I probably am not. You know, been around a long time, so I do my fair amount of business. But I think what's surprising me is that there's still people out there looking for that perfect home. And inventory, you know, had its ups and downs this last spring and summer. But what I'm finding is that with my buyers, they're not finding exactly what they need. They know that they're going to pay top dollar. And when they're going to pay top dollar, they expect certain things. They expect an updated home. The problem that we're having is that I'm showing them homes and the seller is asking for top dollar and yet their kitchen isn't updated. The bathrooms aren't updated. They've got carpet in the bathroom, which is totally unacceptable. I don't even know if it was acceptable at one time. Yes, it was very common at one time, but people just hate carpet in bathrooms. If you're going to do anything to your house, if you're on an extreme tight budget, hey, I get it. But if you're going to sell your house, you got carpet in your bathroom, please change it. You know, put in linoleum, put in tile. Tile would be the best, but invest in that. At least invest in that. Yeah. You know, some of my buyers are willing to make some changes, but not drastic changes. The other thing is too, you know, people are not replacing their beaten down carpets. And some carpets I've seen that even a cleaning wouldn't do it any good. So people, if you're going to ask for top dollar for your home, please make sure that you're giving a buyer a reason to buy your home, okay? Just, it's very shocking to me, actually. I guess it shouldn't be for as long as I've been in business. But I've seen homes have just jumped up like crazy in cost. When you've got apartments out there that are asking for $1,800 a month for a two-bedroom apartment, it just makes more sense to purchase a home, right? You would think so. So with an FHA purchase, you're going to be putting like 3% down. So what's that, like $10,000, somewhere's right around there. And, you know, your payment would be right around $1,800 for a $300,000 home. So why not purchase a home instead of wasting your money on rent? Now, there are exceptions to the rule. If you don't plan on living here for at least 5 years, I always suggest that you don't buy a home. Not unless if you want to be a landlord. And that goes for VA buyers because VA buyers typically do not put any money down. If you are putting money down, then yeah, less than 5 years, yeah, you might want to consider going ahead and buying. Why not? But if you, like I said, if you're not going to put anything down, you're using a VA loan, I would highly suggest that you don't purchase a home. Go rent. Go to base housing. Hey, I was raised on base housing. Nothing wrong with that. Let me tell you something. And I, even to this day, I will tell you my most favorite place I have ever lived, and I'm talking structure, was in an apartment in Langen Terrace, Germany. It's not necessarily the structure of the home itself. It's what's inside the home, right? You make a house a home. In this case, it was an apartment. But my point is that, you know, you can find homes at $300,000. It might not be all fancy schmancy, but it's going to have bedrooms. It's going to have a bathroom. It's going to have a kitchen. And to you sellers out there, again, if you're going to ask for top dollar because you think your house is worth top dollar, give a buyer a reason to buy that home. It's been quite unfortunate that I've shown some homes and, you know, everything is just fine as far as layout. The size of the bedrooms have been perfect for my buyers. But then they're like, oh my gosh, you know, we're going to have to replace the flooring. We're going to have to update the kitchen. The countertops are all beat up. We're going to have to do something there. There's gold fixtures everywhere. And it's just, you know, it's just sad. You should not be asking for top dollar if your house has not been updated. So point being is that my buyers could have made several offers on homes because the floor plan met their criteria, but they would have had to put a lot of money into the home. And when you're paying top dollar for a home, you want to move in and not have to do anything, right? You might want to paint because maybe the paint colors, you know, don't exactly match what you'd like, but not replacing carpet and flooring and updating bathrooms. The other thing is that I've had some buyers just give up. They say, forget it. I am just going to have a house built. Let's go to a builder. Let's check out new builds. And this goes out to you all too. If you're thinking about purchasing a new build, now is the perfect time to contract on a new build because it's going to take between 6 and 8 months with your local builders here. If it's a custom home, it's going to take longer. So why not contract now? So then when spring and summer rolls around, your house is going to be finished. Doesn't that make sense? I think it makes perfect sense. But my warning to you, builders hate it when I say this, is to have a realtor with you. Yes, you still need a realtor when you are going to build a new build with a builder here in town. I've had some people tell me, well, you know, if I don't have a realtor, they're going to like me even more because I don't have a realtor. And because, you know, I'm not going to be represented. There's nobody going to be breathing down their neck. And they're going to give me a discount on the house because they don't have to pay you, the realtor. I don't know where people come up with this, but it's not true. It is not true. Yes, the builder is going to pay the realtor. You do not have to pay the realtor. Matter of fact, even if you're purchasing a resale home, you should never have to pay the realtor. That's my opinion. I have never charged a buyer to use my services to purchase a home. Now, some realtors will charge if the seller is only willing to pay a certain percentage. In your exclusive right to buy agreement, some realtors might state in there that if it's below a certain percentage, that you're going to pay them that extra percentage to meet whatever they feel they should be paid. Okay? Yes, that does happen. And I know some realtors that do that. Not bad mouthing them. I'm just telling you, hey, I don't do that. I've never done that. I get paid whatever the seller is willing to pay me. There's been several 2% listings out there to buyer's agent. You think that's going to shy me away from showing the home? No, absolutely not. So have a realtor with you, even if you go for a new build. Now, if you have a realtor that's seasoned, they're going to ask you questions about what you want with that new build. When you're thinking about a new build, think of your lifestyle, okay? If you have children, you probably would want all the bedrooms on the main floor if they're small. If they're teenagers, you might want them away from you. You might want to have that basement finished and that bedroom downstairs ready for you, right? Ready for your teenager. Because, hey, that's my experience. The little kids are upstairs with mom and dad, and the teenagers are down in the basement. Now, given said that, my daughter would probably hit me in the arm right now if I said this, but it's true. When she was a teenager, we purposely didn't have a walkout basement. Yeah, I didn't want her sneaking out because I did as a kid on the second floor. On the second floor. No, I didn't go out the front door. I went out a window. Hey, you know what? Yes, I was mischievous. I was a military brat. But you want to plan out. Plan out what you need for your lifestyle. Very important. And it's going to take a seasoned agent to help you out with that. And then you have the standard features from the builders. And then you have the upgraded features with the builder. Is there a big difference between the two? There is a really big difference between the two. So I'm going to take a short break. We come back. I'm going to talk about standard features versus upgraded features and the cost. Get any questions, give me a call, 719-641-1357. Go to our website, cityofcs.com. Come on back, listen and learn. This year has proven to be a real threat when it comes to hail damage. Insurance companies paid out thousands in our area, but with the hail damage came roofing companies from out of area. It truly is frustrating to see how many people were taken advantage of. If you haven't had your roof inspected, do it now. I trust Drury Brothers Roofing with 34 years experience and over 20,000 happy customers. Let them inspect your roof for free. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Is this the year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your 2019 changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Welcome back. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, and I've been talking to you about, hey, you know, maybe you want to do a new build, and those that think they don't need a realtor. And I'm telling you, you need a realtor. Always have a realtor when you go talk to a salesperson at a builder office because, yeah, you want representation. You need representation, okay? So before we went to break, I talked to you about the standard features versus the upgraded features. Is there a big difference? Yeah, there is. You know, if it's not in your budget to go the upgrades, just remember, especially, you know, if you're a young buyer, you know, time is on your side. You can always upgrade as time progresses. There's a couple of builders in town that even their standards are pretty nice. So you might not need to upgrade. If you're going to upgrade anything, I recommend the flooring because the flooring takes a beating. I would not go with a cheaper carpeting, cheaper pad, anything like that. You know, you might be like me and maybe you don't want carpeting. Maybe you just want wooden tile or tile and or both, you know, throughout the home. You know, you could do that too. So when I work with a person, a buyer that wants to build a home, okay, again, I talk about their lifestyle. What is their lifestyle? What do they need? Remember, your needs and wants are two separate things, okay? If you have children, you're going to need a certain amount of bedrooms. And when it comes to children, I want you to remember that children grow. They grow up. They become teenagers. So is that little itty-bitty bedroom that you've got a crib in going to meet their needs when they're a teenager? No, it's not. I recommend that you go to a builder who has ample bedrooms. You know, not those little tiny bedrooms that are like 8x9s or even less. I've seen some tiny bedrooms that are just really useless other than for maybe an office. Certainly not for a growing child. So take that in consideration. Very important. Also, where do you spend most of your time? I'm going to tell you this too, and all my clients are going to tell you this. This is what I tell all of my clients. When I show homes, whether they're resale or they're new builds, I'm always thinking resale. Even though my buyers say it's going to be our forever home, I kid you not, I typically see my clients back probably 5 and 6 years after that, because either they're moving or they want to live in a different area or they want a different style of home. So just remember resale. Remember, buying a home, whether it's a resale home or a new build, that's quite an investment. It's going to be the biggest investment in your life, more than likely. Okay. So always think resale. Is it better to back up to a park or is it better to back up to another house? It's just little things like that. I am really good at planning for my new buyers. My buyers, they're building new homes. I have, you know, foresight. You need to have foresight when, even when you're purchasing a resale home, And you need foresight when you're building a new home. Look at the plans. Look at the lots that are available. Does it make sense to buy a lot that has a premium on it? Yes, some lots have premiums on it because maybe it's the view, maybe it's the corner, maybe it has, you know, more square footage to it. If you're going to plan on staying in that home for years, and I know things happen, yes, you plan on it being your lifetime home, I get that. But if you have, you know, real plans to stay in it, or even if you're going to move elsewhere and you're going to keep it to rent it out, I still wouldn't recommend that you pay a premium because you'll never get the money out of it. Because when people sell their homes, the appraiser always comps out the home itself, not necessarily the lot. And I was told this by a couple of appraisers. Premium lots, you are not going to get the money back. Is it going to make you happy to have that lot? It might. It might have stellar views. It might have, you know, more room for a trampoline. If it makes you happy, then yeah. And if you can afford it, go for it then. But don't think about resale value when you're paying premium for a lot. Think about resale value with the floor plan and where it's located. Very important. So, again, if you're thinking about building a new home, now is the time to get your foot in the door so you can move in it spring or summertime. Some builders do build them and, you know, overnight. Yeah, I've seen it. And I probably know what builder you're talking about. It's kind of scary, yeah. I agree with you. We've got some really good builders in town. There's some builders that I stay away from. You know, my good friend and I, we sold in a builder's office. We filled in for a salesperson who was going on vacation. And they asked us. And we said, yeah, for sure. You know, we'll go sit in your office for a while. And, you know, whatever customers came through the door, if they want to contract one of those homes, we would be the selling agent. So we did. We did it for a week. And she and I were just talking about this last week. And this was a couple years ago. Ooh, it was not good. We sat there and every single day, somebody would walk in and would have a complaint. And typically their complaint was that they filed a complaint about something that needed to be taken care of their new build that hadn't been addressed in months. Not a good way to run a business, right? And some were just so important. And it wasn't really that important to the builder. And there's some builders that are out there that are like that. And I really don't want my clients to connect with them because I know how much their customer service was lacking then and is still lacking now. Because let me tell you something, I still go to these builders that I didn't have such good luck with, or I, you know, experienced some bad things with them. I will tell you one has changed, but the others have not. And there's just a handful of who I would stay away from, okay? Then there's those that I really, really like. And I know that they're going to service their customers. I know that. You know, case in point, Covington Homes. Covington Homes services their clients. That's just one shout out. I've got several, okay? So yes, it's important when you are going to buy a home, always have representation. There's no reason not to. Always have representation. And again, if you're a buyer, you are typically not going to have to pay the realtor for their services. So be choosy on who you use for a realtor. Remember, I've always said this. Always interview three. Just make sure one of them is me. Yeah, I made that up. It's mine. But it's true. Always interview three. Always make sure that one of them is me. Why? Why aren't I saying, hey, just hire me? Because be real, make sure that you can click with the person. Make sure that they, you know, have your vision. That's really, really important. You know, some people just, they don't mesh. They just don't. So that, you know, if you were to choose somebody over me, it's not a big deal off of me. It isn't. But I think some people are just so shocked that I always say that. You know, interview three, just remember, you know, to have me in that mix there. I do want you to interview at least three. Always. You're going to see a difference between me and those other two, though. I can tell you that already. Remember that we give back 25% of our commission towards the purchase of your home, whether you use it for your closing costs or for your down payment. Now, you're probably thinking, okay, I didn't hear her right. That no. Nobody does that. Okay, I'm going to say it one more time. We give back, it's a rebate, back to our buyers 25% of our commission. Yep, I said that. Tape it. Keep it, whatever. Hey, it's in our website too, cityofcs.com. So why do we do that? It's our gift to you for using our services. And yes, it's real. And if you have a home to sell, remember, we have a flat listing fee. That's what we do. That's what we're known for. Again, go to cityofcs.com and find out all about our flat listing fee. Yeah, I know it sounds too good to be true, but we do it. We do it all day long. And yes, you're going to have a professional photographer. I am not going to take pictures of your home. I don't do that. I want your house to show the best it possibly can on the MLS and realtor.com. That is very, very important. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. And don't forget to get your roof inspected. You might have roofing issues and you don't know it. Now is a perfect time to find out the condition of your roof before the next hailstorms come this spring. If you have damage and you don't know it, these winter months just might kill your roof. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you. Be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, 719-641-1357. Hey, and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and look at our preferred provider list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Hey, I've got some great news. I've got two $20 certificates to go to Tucano's. You ever been to Tucano's? Hey, you know where the IMAX theater is off of Powers? It's right there. They've got this delicious salad bar, and they are a churrasco type of restaurant. It's a Brazilian grill. If you haven't been there, hey, you've really cheated yourself. We're going to give away two $20 gift certificates. I know you want them. Be the fifth caller. Give us a ring at 473-1240. That's 473-1240. The fifth caller is going to get these. So I've given you some tips now about going out, looking at homes, maybe even building a new build, and why you should always have a realtor. It's extremely important. You got any questions, give me a call, 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. So I hope you received some really valuable information today. I hope you have anyways. One more time, my phone number is 719-641-1357. Deborah Elliott Schultz at 719-641-1357. Hey, you have a great week. Please remember, don't text and drive. But always remember, it's never too late to become the person you're meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.